Over the last few weeks, this committee has heard conflicting, sometimes contentious testimony about education policy in our state. But one thing that every witness agreed on was the right of every child to a good education. Similarly, the right and duty of parents to raise and educate their children is a right that has been acknowledged and supported in nearly every society throughout history, including our own American society. In the United States, a line of Supreme Court cases known as the Meyer-Pierce cases have reaffirmed the fundamental right of parents to educate their children, including in private religious schools and more recently in homeschools. In Missouri, we have a strong history of protecting this right, including our state statute protecting homeschooling. In the interest of time, I will not spend time going into various attacks on religious freedom in other countries, for instance, in Germany, in Sweden, in Ireland. I will say, though, that these attacks on religious freedom and educational freedom have not been limited to other countries. In New Hampshire, a young girl was ordered by a New Hampshire Supreme Court judge out of homeschool and into public school because, quote, her vigorous defense of her religious beliefs to her counselor suggests strongly that she has not had the opportunity to seriously consider any other point of view. What points of view are presented to young children are and should be the prerogatives of parents, and of course, our tradition has defended that prerogative. SJR 12 would simply add to the Missouri Constitution natural law rights that, at least for now, are present in our U.S. Supreme Court decisions and our statutes. But our fundamental rights should not hinge on the whims of the next legislature or the next Supreme Court justice or the next 5-4 Supreme Court decision. This is exactly the kind of principle that should be in our Constitution, and for that reason, I urge your support for SJR 12.